it's all figured out. The tournament is all set. Last week here at Prep Sports Now, Case Kiefer with Ray Brewer, we talked about how we thought the seeding was going to play out, especially in the sunrise, a little bit in the sunset. We have the brackets now. Some craziness took place last week, of course, in the north part of town. Palo Verde goes 0-2 in two big games against Legacy and Centennial. They fall all the way to the number three seed, despite the fact that they were in second for most of the year. And over in the Sunrise, crazy finish, four-way tie in first in the Southeast. It all came down to Friday night. Foothill beats Silverado by more than 14 points, which gives them the one seed, gives Silverado the three seed. These tiebreakers are just making my head spin, Ray. The way I understand it is, if Silverado would have lost by less than 14, they would have been the four seed. But because they lose by more than 14, they get the three seed. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, the whole tiebreaker mess. Let me say, I'm not that good at math to begin with, but it was like going into the fourth quarter. If Foothill wins by less than
14,
who wins the league then?
Then I believe it was Green Valley.
Green Valley wins the league.
Yeah. I think Foothill would have fallen all the way to the three. It would have been Green Valley 1, Coronado 2, Foothill 3, Silverado 4.
So literally in the final minutes of that game, Foothill pulls ahead at the foul line. They go from having to go on the road to Canyon Springs, which may be the hottest team in town, by the way, to hosting a playoff game against a Desert Pines team that I picked second in our little draft thing, but I think might be a weak link in the playoffs just because I don't know how tested they are tournament-wise, and I know they don't have much depth.
Well, you weren't at that game, right, Foothill Silverado?
No, I wasn't.
Here's my question about it. Silverado, were they still playing late in the fourth quarter, or did it get to the point where they knew – I mean, if they lose, they technically have an advantage because they're a three seed instead of the four. Did they kind of when it looked like they were going to lose, did they say, all right, let's lose by 14?
Yeah,
I mean, that thing's like a make for right strategy.
There's just no method to the madness in this. It's I don't know if the tiebreakers they have in place are the best way to get there, but they sure are entertaining.
Yeah, but in the defense of the NIAA, which I know you probably don't want to hear those words.
No, I love the NIAA.
How often are you going to have a four-way tie at the top of a division? I mean, this is the first time I can ever remember, certainly. I don't think it's going to happen very often. So if it's a little bit loony this year, I mean, that's just what happens when you have so many evenly matched teams over in the Southeast.
And the parity's created a lot of fun. And I think the Sunrise tournament's going to be dynamite.
It's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. The sunset we mentioned, really the only unfinished business we had was to see how the seeding played out in the Northwest. As I mentioned, Palo had a rough week. Centennial, a great week. What did you see? Before we get on to breaking down the brackets, which we will do, what were your impressions of what took place in the sunset last week?
Well, I just can't believe how Palo's kind of fallen from grace a little bit. I know they played down to opponents all year, and they had a tough go to close the season at Legacy, at Centennial, and they lose at Legacy and then can't close the deal against Centennial. And Legacy, not exactly a power, loses to Shadow Ridge, but still on the tiebreaker, they get the number two seed. So Legacy, maybe the first playoff appearance in school history. They're hosting a very winnable game against Durango.
I think Legacy made the playoffs last year.
Oh,
did they?
Okay.
I think I'm pretty sure they are the four seed, and Gorman beat them by about 40 in the first round. So certainly a big step up there to get to host a playoff game. I would say you're probably right, and this is their first home playoff game.
Well, I would agree with that too.
And to mention what you said, I'm very surprised by that when I saw that score of the Shadow Ridge game, because hey, let's face it, other than Canyon Springs, you could argue I think Legacy was the other hottest team in town. How do you trip up to a team with nothing to play for in the last week? It'll be interesting to see if that's something we should be worried about.
My question is since we weren't at the game and they were pretty much locked into the two, well, I don't know if they were locked into the two, but
I think they were only locked into the two if Centennial won, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, locked into the two if Centennial won, but if Palo won, they were going to be the three regardless. So maybe they just cleared the bench out and rested some kids. I don't know. Just thinking.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Certainly, we won't be saying this next week, wondering what happened to all these games, because we're going to be at the games Thursday night, Of course, the two sites, Desert Oasis and Foothill Brewer. You'll be at the sunrise. I'll be at the sunset. If you're one of our few dedicated listeners, come say hi. We'd love to chat some high school basketball with you.
Exactly. And I'm anxious to see how the crowds are at these games. I know the home crowds have been just downright awesome this year. So I'm looking forward to the kids having a little fun, Case Kiefer.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Well, why don't we start contributing to that fun? This is kind of a podcast we look forward to every year because we get to break down the brackets. And hopefully we have some disparity here because I can tell you one thing. In the first round, we agree on most games. But let's go ahead and break them down and see what we think differently. You have the sunset on top. Why don't we do that first and then build up the suspense for the sunrise?
That's what I was thinking.
All right, yeah, all right. Baby. There you go. We're on the same page today. We'll start with Bishop Gorman and Cimarron. I think everyone knows who both of us are picking in this game.
Everybody is picking Bishop Gorman. Cimarron, congrats for getting in the playoffs. Enjoy the trip over to the Gorman. They lose.
Next one, Durango at Legacy. Am I crazy for thinking? I think Durango has a great shot at the upset here. I'm not picking them. I'm going with Legacy, but I think this is a game that's going to go absolutely down to the wire, and I think Legacy makes a few more plays to get the win.
Well, here's my thing. I think Durango has a good player in the Tusk kid, and other than that, I think they're not that dangerous. Legacy, on the other hand, they did beat Palo. They are 12-4 in the Northwest, and I know you're going to get on me about this. They are hosting, and Durango to Legacy, not exactly an easy trip.
Yeah, I agree with you on the second part, obviously. That's what I've been preaching all year, but I disagree on the first part. I actually thought Durango, when I saw them, what impressed me was they're pretty well-rounded. I think they have good kids at a bunch of spots. I think it's more than just the Tusk kid. When the Tusk kid is on, it kind of sets them over the top, and they can play with almost anyone. Okay. But I think that
I just know one of their first guys off the bench is the Alex Viacek's kid.
When I watched him, he only played 2 minutes.
Okay, well, 2 minutes too long.
All right. Well, we'll go on to the next game. Clark at Palo Verde. This is the best game of the first round, in my opinion.
I think this is going to be a dynamite playoff game. We never thought we. I think that once Clark started getting real good, or that they were good, and once we started realizing that they were getting real good, right?
Right.
Then we were like, boy, this is going to be a great semifinal matchup between Palo or Centennial against Clark, and I might even take Clark. Remember you said that?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like Clark hosting Palo. I think they got to be favored by 8 or 9 points.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but definitely a favorite. Okay. I agree with you on that. Maybe at 5 or 6 points.
Okay. Well, I would take 5 if you gave me 5.
I'm not going to give it to you because okay. I like the Chargers too. Okay. I think they're just a better team than Palo, to be
honest.
They are.
And listen, they haven't backed down. You watched them play Gorman at home with the exception of one quarter, and they couldn't control Shabazz. Clark wins the game. Then they go to Gorman. They only lose by 13. Again, they can't control Shabazz. This Clark team, I think, is the clear-cut number two best team in town. And I like Clark to win this game, clearly.
All right, interesting. We both have Clark, so we've all agreed on the first three games, and I think we're probably going to agree on this next one. Centennial is hosting Spring Valley. Centennial kind of runs away with the one seed in the Northwest. Congrats to the Bulldogs. They're an awfully good team as well.
They do, and I have them winning on to advance and play Clark the next day, 8 o'clock. It's going to be a great game.
All right, Bo Centennial. What are we doing now? Are we going to the first round on the other side, or are we going to finish this whole bracket?
All right, okay. Finish the bracket. Okay, in the semis, we both have Gorman Legacy, Clark Centennial.
Gorman
as well. No-brainer there. What a dream for them to get Legacy instead of Palo in that spot, actually.
Yeah, probably I don't know. It's probably about the same. I mean, Legacy did beat Palo.
Yeah,
not
but you
too
got
long
the
ago.
Palo-Gorman rivalry. The
That's
Palo
true.
Kids always
That's
get
true.
Up. Okay, next game, Clark Centennial. I think this is an easy one to identify, too.
I'm going to go on the opposite side.
No way!
Here. I don't know what it is. All year I said Clark would beat Centennial in the semis. I just think this is too close of a game. I think, in my opinion, this is the second and third best teams in Las Vegas. I don't know who's two and who's three. But I think it's very close, and I'm going to go with Centennial. I think they might have, a slight edge over Clark.
The one thing I could say about Centennial is they probably have more playoff experience based on that they were there last year. Clark, you know, it's a relatively new team. They didn't get to make the playoffs last year. But I just don't see – and you've seen Clark play. That's why I'm shocked. This is a shocking revelation, Casey.
I like him a lot, but I love Centennial too. I mean, the Allen twins, Evan Martin. I mean, I just feel like they're stacked. Clark is stacked too. I don't know. This is just tough. Do you agree with me that this is probably the second and third best teams around?
I agree. There's no doubt about it. Who dunked on Morant for Gorman? Somebody had posted in our comment section.
I think it was Sir Washington.
Sir Washington.
Right?
I talked to Demetrius. He said he was not dunked on. He said he was in the vicinity, did not try to make a block. He was basically trying to get out of the way.
Well, if you're trying to get out of the way, you can still get dunked on, in my opinion.
Nonetheless,
I guess we'd have to see the replay to confirm.
We'd have to see the replay. He knew that it's been floating out there on Twitter and on message boards that he was dunked on by Washington. He says that's wrong. All I have to say is that if somebody from Clark is dunking on somebody from Gorman, or supposedly dunking on somebody from Gorman, that means that Clark is the real deal, baby. Give me the Chargers!
Clark is definitely the real deal. I agree, but I don't know why I got Centennial. Okay, well, I have Centennial Gorman in the finals. You have Clark Gorman. Either team, what's the number you'd put on it? How much is Gorman favored by against Clark or Centennial?
I don't know. I think Gorman's got to be favored by at least 18 or 20. I think Gorman, after what happened last year in the state semifinals, they're upset by Bishop Minogue. Shabazz Muhammad has his worst game since he was 4 years old. I think Gorman is going to come out with a fire in their eye. They're not going to take anybody for granted, and they're going to try to put games away early. And I think whoever they play, they're going to win big.
All right, well, we both have Gorman in that game. Could we? I don't know what's going on in the North, but could we potentially see that Bishop Minogue rematch maybe in the first or second round of state?
I don't know how good they are this year.
They did have a lot of seniors.
They did have, and their other best player transferred to Gorman.
And doesn't play. All right. Well, we both have Gorman. Let's get to the fun side now. The Sunrise, which I don't want to spoil all the fun because we're going to go game by game and pick this. But I find this very hypocritical of you. All year you're saying the Northeast might sweep or at least go 3-1. And look at your picks. You got the Southeast 3-1. What makes sense of this for me? How can you say that the Southeast is going to have so much success?
All year, you're right. I've been saying that the Northeast, super athletic, they're going to run out of the gym. It's just if you look at the individual matchups, I don't like the matchups for the Northeast teams. You know, first game, Foothill at DP. The Foothill coach, Kevin Soares, told me, Case, he goes, our number one project is going to be trying to slow Desert Pines down. They're athletic. They're going to try to push the ball up the court. I just don't see Foothill losing this game. I think their system beats out one or two good guys for Desert Pines, in my opinion. So I got Foothill in the first game. You're right. I'm totally contradicting myself. But when you hear some of my logic on some of these things, you'll know why.
Well, on this one, I absolutely agree. I think this is Foothill's game to lose. We talked about it earlier, but I think getting that one seed – instead of potentially the three, I think that was just gigantic for Foothill. I think that this is a game where they should be favored by about 10. I really think they're going to run away here and make it to the semifinals.
I really do. I just think they've got more weapons. They're better coached. If they come out and play like they did against Silverado, they win the game.
All right, here's where I think you are absolutely crazy. And if you want to make this our $5 bet, I believe we're even. You have Silverado beating Canyon Springs. I'm in love with this Canyon Springs team. I think they're going to do big things in this tournament, and if they lose in the first round at home, I'll be stunned.
Here's the deal. Canyon Springs is the hottest team in town. There's no doubt about it. They've closed real strong. 2 weeks ago, it looked like they were locked into the four seed. My thing with Canyon is that this is their first playoff experience for virtually the entire roster. They were real senior heavy last year. This is Freddie Banks' first head coaching job in the playoffs. Now, Silverado, not much more experience, Case. However, the Justin Johnson kid, I think, is great at the guard spot. The Ware kid is a scorer. And the other kid,
Reuben Jackson,
is the best player on the court. So I think Silverado is going to have three of the top five guys out there easily. And I just think that they go over there. They're on a mission. They've been proving people wrong all year. And I know Canyon's more athletic, I know Canyon is on paper the better team, and I've been riding it all year, but I'm on Silverado.
You got me biting my tongue, not wanting to cut you off there. I don't
cut
see
me off if you
how
feel
in
like
the
it.
World is Reuben Jackson. I love Reuben Jackson. I think he's great, but how is he the best player
Have
on the court?
Have you seen him play this year?
Oh, but I've seen him play before.
Trust me, against Coronado, he dominated.
Okay.
He controls the pace of the game. He takes the big shots. He calms the team down. This Justin Johnson kid is very quick. He's as athletic as anybody on Canyon. He gets it up and down. And the Ware kid, if he starts shooting, he's unconscious.
All right, here's my take.
Go ahead.
Talent-wise, I think Shaquille Carr is the best kid on the floor. Or maybe I should say athleticism-wise. But the best player from what I've seen this year from watching and looking at these scores, I think – is probably the Jared Davis kid. He's unbelievable. He's scoring 20 almost every game. Here's the other thing I love about the Pioneers, which I think you might kind of be agreeing with, because you said they have three of the top. Canyon Springs, you look their past six games, they've had five different leading scorers. This team is deep. I know they're young, but they have this kid whose name I can never pronounce, Ladarrell Mongol Hampton, James Jones, Jared Davis, Shaquille Carr, Nick Scott, all these kids can lead you on any given night. A lot of times they're all having about 10 to 12 points.
They are more balanced.
I love Canyon Springs. I really like this team. And maybe you're right. Maybe they're too young to make noise, but I certainly like the talent for the Pioneers.
And here's myself disagreeing with myself. Silverado, when they beat Coronado, great game back and forth at the end because Silverado blew a 13-point lead. And, you know, Silverado is, you know, just they lack – they're not that good on the inside, and they sub an awful lot. You know, they're subbing every other possession to try to get the right matchup. So Silverado has to micromanage itself to get into position. You're right, Canyon Springs is the favorite, but this region, dude, has been so up and down. I got to take Silverado. Partially because in our bet I have them too, and I couldn't see myself picking all your teams in this thing.
What would you make the line on this Silverado game?
+7.
+7. Ouch. I was thinking five and a half.
That's a good number. It makes you think.
Yeah, that is a good one. All right, well, I got Canyon. I don't think I'm going to take a -7, as I think it could be close. I think they win by that much, but I think it could be close.
All righty. Next game, Green Valley hosting Vegas. I'll tell you right now, I think Vegas is one of the best teams in the tournament, and I wish I would have took them in our picks. With that said, I'm taking Green Valley. I believe in the Instigator Nation. They create such a tough home environment to play in. You know, they're bouncing up and down the entire game. Vegas has already beaten Green Valley at Green Valley, if you're looking that up, just to let you know.
No, I'm looking up who's the kid from the Instigator Nation that has harassed us on Twitter 2 weeks in a row
Aaron
to give him
Love.
A shout-out. No, it's not Aaron Love, is it? I thought his last name was like Jackson. Okay, whatever
Aaron
it is.
Love. Yeah, that's Aaron Love.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, well, Aaron Love, you get your shout-out for Instigator Nation. How is he asking for shout-outs? We gave him shout-outs every week during football.
You're right.
All right, well, here's
but
my
But they
deal.
Make a difference because Green Valley's not that good, and they've lost to Vegas already at home, and Vegas is more athletic. I think they're the best team in the tournament. I honest to God think that. If we had to repick over again, I would take Vegas as number one.
Even with this bracket, you'd take a number one?
Even with this bracket.
But you have them losing.
I know.
All right, well, here's the thing. I actually think being that Green Valley is at home, I think they're more athletic than you might even give them credit for. I guess I'm wrong there, but I think Green Valley might even be a slight favorite, or this is a pick'em game. In my heart, I really kind of think Green Valley is going to win, but in a game this close and as high as you are on Vegas, if it's 50-50 and I already drafted Vegas, I got to take Vegas. I'm picking Vegas to win it, but definitely I'm not I don't feel too confident in that pick.
I'll tell you right now, I like your picks a lot better than where I'm at. I mean, you've got the better teams in our draft, and I'm forced into having to take some of these teams just so I can survive. Next game, Coronado. Your number one pick, they should have won the league. They've played down to their opponents all year. They finished 11-3 in that four-way tie, but you think they went on a half-court shot against Foothill in a game they should have lost, right? They were lucky to get it to overtime. And then they beat Foothill again in overtime in another game they were lucky. This Coronado team is flawed. Mike Loader is not as good as I thought he would be. He's not having that good of a year. The Walker kid on the inside is real long and big, but he can't play unless he's facing the basket.
He's really raw, seems like.
Really raw. And I don't know how strong they are on the wings. I think Caleb Carter is going to control the two big men by himself, and I think Valley turns what could be a close game into a laugher.
I don't think it'll be a laugher. I mean, we should mention, so we don't sound like total hacks, not that we don't already, but Coronado beat Valley by 14 on December 8th.
And they matched up super good against
them. And I know that's the third game of the season and really early, but I think it does count for something. However, Valley at home, I've said for a long time Valley is the best team in the region, top to bottom. I love Caleb Carter. They've got some good guards, too. I can't pick against Valley here, but I think this is a very, very close game. And who knows? We might have an overtime again, like Coronado and Foothill. Coronado's been good in overtime. Maybe that works in their advantage.
You're right. And like I said, it's weird. You know, Coronado dominated Valley, probably one of their best games of the year. Vegas dominated Green Valley. It's just a lot could change in 3 months.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that Vegas dominated them.
I think they beat them by 12.
Okay.
You might want to look it up on All your right. handy iPad.
Yeah. Got the iPad here to assist us in this breakdown. Anyway, semifinals.
Next round. Okay. We both have Foothill. I have them playing Silverado. You have them playing Sea Springs. I'll take the Falcons against whoever. Remember, they're hosting the tournament, so they got their own gym.
Yeah, I think they're the favorite against either team in their own gym. And we know, look, it seems like every year these Kevin Suarez teams play the best in the playoffs. They almost beat Canyon Springs last year, which we mentioned ad nauseum, but it's true. Here's the thing, though. I love Canyon Springs. I love this team. They have me captivated by their depth. I think they're too young to know any different than to just go out and give their best effort. I think they're better than Foothill. Playing-wise, I think they're going to upset them. I think Canyon Springs is going to the Sunrise Finals. And I'd love for them to win it, considering they were the team I was left with. They were the 8 out of 8 that we picked the other week in the podcast.
How fast it changes in 2 weeks. Yeah. Listen, Canyon Springs, great story. They are more athletic than Foothill. Foothill really doesn't have – they have, you know, the Brandon Constrento kid. Other than that, they don't have anybody who pops off the charts. They're young. They've had a hard time getting up for certain games this year. If you look at their losses, I just don't see them losing that. I got Foothill going through. You got Sea Springs?
Yeah, I got Sea Springs.
Okay.
This is pretty hilarious. All year, I've been the one that's been advocating the Southeast going 2-2, or 1-3 at the worst, and I do have them going 1-3. I got 3 Northeast teams. You got 3 Southeast teams.
Crazy.
How quick do things change, like you said? All right, the next game, we're different on this one, too. I have Las Vegas Valley. You have Green Valley.
I've got Valley winning against Green Valley, I think, rather easily in that game. I will tell you that if it's Vegas Valley, I would take Vegas.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I came in here, I was thinking for sure we're going to see a Valley Sea Springs final. You make me like Vegas more, though. You're so high on them, and you're picking them to get out in the first round. Vegas certainly got some good players. Here's the thing. Last week, I thought they were going to beat Valley. They ended up losing by a lot, by 12. The first time they played, they lost by 13. It seems like Valley matches up well with them as a lot better team. But I'm going to go back to an old, ridiculous cliche that it's hard to beat the same team 3 times in a year. I'm taking Las Vegas. Give me the 2 seed and the 3 seed from the Northeast in the finals. Maybe it's just because I want 2 of my teams that I drafted in there, but I'm taking Vegas.
I can't blame you. Right. I you know, listen, the beauty of this tournament is that we could chop this up 1,000 different ways, and we wouldn't, you know. Would you have Foothill going beating Sea Springs at Sea Springs in the first round if they were the 3?
No, I'd have Canyon Springs. I know you'd have Foothill.
We are the Foothill Falcons.
You know, now that I just said that, I'm kind of having regrets. I kind of think Valley beats Vegas.
Well, I was at the Vegas at Valley game,
and
Valley could not contain Phil Dunnigan. He raced the ball up and down the court.
But the problem is he's got to limit his turnovers. The kid's great, but at least when I've seen him, he turns the ball over just way too much.
Vegas's problem is they're about 7 deep, so you get a few fouls, and then at the end of the game, they get tired and they're done.
Yeah, I mean, I can't pick this game. I guess I officially am on the record for Las Vegas, but it's certainly scary how well Valley matches up with them. I think Valley might actually win.
All right. Well, listen, the good news is that there's eight teams in this tournament, and we've made arguments, each of us, for each of the eight teams.
Except for maybe Desert Pines,
except
unfortunately.
Who I've got in the pool for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, second pick.
Yeah.
How about that? Our first and second pick was Coronado, Desert Pines. They're both four seeds. That just doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't. All right. This is high school basketball. Listen, if Clark beats Gorman, would you be surprised?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you?
Well, here's the deal. I think with the exception of Muhammad, Clark has dominated Gorman. If Shabazz didn't play for Gorman, who would you take?
Clark. I said that all year.
Okay. Now, what if Shabazz plays like he did against Minogue?
That's a good point. But you just made the point that Gorman wouldn't play like they played against Minogue. All right. Well, we're rambling here. We're getting off topic. I don't know why you're already grabbing the mouse. Don't we need to pick the championship game? Or do you not want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You have Foothill and Valley. I guess I have Canyon Springs and Las Vegas. Who do you got?
Oh, first of all, if Canyon Springs makes it to the finals, I'd be shocked. Just to go back, I got Valley winning. Foothill Valley, give me Valley.
I'm going to contradict myself again because the way that Las Vegas has matched up with Valley, Valley's looked a lot better. The way Canyon Springs has matched up with Las Vegas, I kind of think Las Vegas has an advantage over them. But I just don't see anyone other than Canyon Springs winning this region. Give me Canyon Springs. What is this, third or fourth year in a row they're going to state? I think Canyon Springs gets a trip to Reno. Sea Springs, you know I love that song. Pioneers are going to dominate at Foothill High here in later in the week.
I mean, listen, my record this year, Case, is 50-50 on a miracle. I just don't see it happening. I know nothing about high school basketball other than it's going to be fun. But if Sea Springs goes through, I'd be shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Why?
They're too young.
They're good.
Sophomores, unless they're Shaquille Powell, does not go through.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Prep Sports Now.